Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today on the podcast, let's interview Caitlin Chase. She is the fabulous founder of Caviar and Cashmere, which is a skincare brand. I know you guys have heard of it. All the influencers and all the beauties are using it. And I'm so excited to have her. Welcome, Caitlin.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.
Yes, I think that you're one of my role models because I'm starting a skincare branding and I really look up to people who've been through the process like you.
Yeah, it's a tough process. I think a lot of people don't realize how difficult this industry is, and especially the category.
Definitely, and especially for people who are trying to do it conscientiously with good ingredients and good manufacturing practices.
Right.
Like, you can buy lots of crap on Amazon and in the stores these days, but it's really hard to find someone who cares.
Right, right.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about what made you come up with the idea to even do skincare.
I've had my blog, Caviar and Cashmere, since 2011, and most of the content I was writing was about beauty, so I was sent countless different products from all sorts of brands from all over the world, and most of the skincare I was realizing was A, not clean, and B, they were marketing these 20 or 30 step routines, which I just really didn't believe in. Mm-hmm. One, because if they were toxic ingredients, that you're putting 20 different products on your face with toxic ingredients, that couldn't be good. And secondly, I just think that women these days don't have the time.
Yeah. And or the counter space.
or the counter space. I just moved into a new home and I am really struggling with this counter space situation. So yeah. I like to dwindle down the process. And that's why I created a line that was just streamlined, simplified, and most importantly, clean and non-toxic.
Amazing. And then how did you come up with sort of the packaging, the branding, the image of the products?
I've always had an eye for design, and I've loved just simple, elegant packaging. I'm always drawn to more black and white brands and the aesthetic being just timeless and classic. So mm-hmm. I designed everything from scratch by myself. So
really?
Yeah, the bottles, the boxes, the website I built myself. We were talking before we started this, and you know, I have a hard time delegating and handing things off to people, which isn't a good thing, but I really wanted to learn from the ground up, even from the simplest thing of building the website, SEO, and I just wanted to know my business.
Oh my gosh, from scratch. Need to quiz you on SEO then, because I'm learning that too. It truly is like the art of knowing your own business, and the passion that you have about knowing every step of your business is so important.
Yeah, I mean, it's a double-edged sword, because then they talk about how important it is for you to trust your team and hand things off so you can
delegate
and manage more effectively. But at the same time, I think it's so important when you're starting a business to know the nuts and bolts. And, you know, even if you become very successful and have a large team doing different things, someone may be sick, someone may go on maternity leave, and then you're stuck and you need to know how to do it and
it's
jump
so
in.
It's so painful because suddenly you have to relearn, you have to learn a whole process.
Yeah.
But I think that it's so true. One of my difficulties is staying organized and also being able to delegate, but knowing what each person's doing in their project flow and then not trying to micromanage and yet being right on top of every step so it doesn't, you know, take a wrong road.
Yeah, I think it's a learning curve to be able to delegate and manage effectively and be able to kind of loosen the reins.
Yeah.
But that's something.
Do you use an app? Any apps you use, like Asana or Slack or any of these kind of apps to run your business?
I use Asana and I use Slack. I also just have a phone call every single day with status updates. I know some people might think that that's extreme, but when you're working remotely or you're working with teams that aren't in the office altogether, it's so important to have daily communication. Mm-hmm. And I try to just be in constant flow of communication and be accessible to anyone that needs me at any time, because I think that's really important, because if questions go unanswered and someone then just takes it upon themselves to do it without clarity, then I think that's where things can kind of go awry.
That's so true. Do you still run your own Instagram?
I do.
And you still write your own blog posts?
I do.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I like that. It's important to have a voice. It makes you think about what do you want to say.
Yeah, and even if I got to the point where I needed someone to manage the social media, I would always look over everything and have final approval, because the brand is me. It's coming from me and it needs to reflect my personality, my core values. And I would never kind of take the finger off the pulse of that. Even if I needed to hand it off to someone, it would be more tactical and instead of creative that I was handing off.
Have things changed in 2020? So 2019 was sort of like the year of the influencer, I think.
Right, yeah.
They really reached their strength and prominence and the ability to market and advertise. Like, everyone's realized now that Instagram is a very important place and social media is very important. But there's also an evolution where now the word influencer even has bad connotations.
Right. I don't love the word influencer. I think that it's a huge market. It's important. And I think that content creators are adding so much value in the advertising and marketing space. It's ever evolving and changing, and it's certainly saturated. But I think that there is room for everyone. Mm-hmm. But I think people need to change with the times. And I think the most important thing is, if you are a content creator, to own your own content, to have an actual blog or website that you can call your own, because all of these third-party apps, they own your content. You don't own it. So,
that's so true. As soon as your Instagram gets hacked, it's all over.
Instagram could go away tomorrow, and a lot of people would kind of be out of luck because they've banked on that platform.
Yeah.
So I think it's really important to just be smart and run it like a business if you intend to treat it like a business, and just be really, really knowledgeable and well-researched on how to protect yourself and treat it like a true business, just like anything else, any other industry.
That's so true. Do you feel like there are any really cool trends that are going on? I've seen some trends on Instagram, like lymphatic massage, we were chatting about. What do you think of these girls that go in and get lymphatic massage by these amazing masseuses and look so like skinny and sinewy when they finish?
I would love to. I have never gotten it. I like to try different things. That's one thing that I haven't tried. And there are a lot of beauty trends that you see on Instagram. It's an amazing tool for discovery. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people are gaining so much knowledge from that. But also, there's also, you know, responsibility of disseminating the right message. And for people that are touting these things, they should probably come with a description or...
That's true. They sort of just, like, put it up there with imagery that's, like, seductive, but they don't explain it. But there is truth to lymphatic massage. So the lymphatic system drains it runs adjacent to your part of your circulatory system. And lymph vessels don't really have valves or flow mechanisms. Okay. And so they sort of drain extracellular fluids that can third space and build up in your tissues. And so muscles compress lymphatics to help them drain. So, for example, your calf muscles will squeeze, and that way you don't get lower leg swelling. And sometimes your legs are not moving much in an airplane, and you look down and you're swelly. So massage and muscle contraction are important. And it's really effective for excreting some of the tissue and salt and stuff that's trapped in your extracellular space.
So is going to a licensed masseuse just as important as it would be to go to a certified licensed injector or plastic surgeon when getting
fillers?
That's
a good question. I would say probably yes. Like, people who have formalized training in massage therapy and physical therapy are going to be far better at knowing your muscles, your joint spaces, where you have tightness, where you store tension. So,
because you would think, just like any trend, any sort of masseuse would see that trend and jump on it, but maybe they're not certified or have never gone through the proper training.
The lymphatic channels drain in a very specific pattern. And if you don't massage correctly in the direction of lymphatic flow towards lymph nodes and towards major central drainage channels, you're not going to do the job. Do it correctly, you'll have an amazing result. I remember having a pregnancy massage where literally I think they took out 3 pounds of water from my manic.
Wow.
It just felt like 5 minutes in the bathroom peeing from all this fluid that was trapped with pregnancy that you get so swelly, you know.
So maybe it's similar to prenatal massage?
It's very similar, yeah.
I know nothing about that, but I would just imagine.
No babies
a little,
yet?
No, not yet. In the future, I hope.
Yeah.
How many do you have?
I have 4.
Oh my gosh, I had no idea.
4, yeah.
You look so good.
Oh, thanks. I had twins for my first set, a boy and a girl.
Oh my gosh.
And then 2 more girls after that.
Wow. So. What are their ages?
They're a little older now. They're 20. My twins are 20, which okay. I cannot even believe. And then one is 18 and one is 14.
Okay, so you're kind of out of the crazy phase.
Yes.
That's good.
They're all really good kids.
Good. Good. Thank goodness. I have one sister, but I always said that's the best gift that my parents ever gave us was a built-in best friend.
It's so nice to have siblings. You grow up differently. I think if you're an only child, it's great you get all your parents' attention, but you don't get beat up enough, you know?
Yeah.
You got to beat each other up. You got to teach each other how to be tough.
Yeah, I think it's important. I want a big family.
Yeah. I always said I wanted 6 kids, but then I just kind of tuckered out after 4. I was like, no, I need to shower too. Probably 4 is enough.
So how do you manage your time between this practice and the skincare line and the children?
It's very challenging. I'm always running short in one department or another. The women who say you can have it all, I don't think you can have it all. I think you can have some things on certain days.
Right. Yeah. Some days I agree.
I'm an all-star at home and I've done everything. The house looks good and I've taken care of every person. Some days I do it at the office, and it's a lot of days where it's like one department's great and the other department's short.
Well, you look like you're doing it well.
Thanks. The thing I think that gets the least attention is myself, which is like goals for 2020 is to carve out a little time and attention. What do you do for yourself?
I try to take the weekend for myself. I try to stay off my phone. I do one weekend per month, no phone. So I'll go Friday night to Sunday night and just have a technology-free weekend.
That must be like such a burden lifted from your shoulders.
It feels so good. And I tell everyone if they can do that, that they should. I usually go and do a little staycation. Uh-huh. And so I'll tell the people that need to know where I am, if you need to reach me in an emergency, this is the hotel I am at. This is the person's phone number that I'm with, so they can
that
always
is brilliant. I think we should all do that.
Yeah, I think it's really important. And then I just prioritize self-care. I get a massage every week. Mm-hmm. I try to work out 3 to 4 times a week. You just have to. It's unfortunate that when you're so busy, you need to make the time. And I set that self-care in my calendar as if it's an appointment, meeting that I would have, and I just carve out that time and make sure that I do it. Another thing that I do for working out so I don't slack is I use ClassPass, and you incur a big fee if you cancel or you no-show, and it's almost more incentive to go because you're going to be charged if you don't show up. And so I just put that appointment in my calendar and then
you're like, you gotta go.
Yeah, gotta go.
Gotta go. Yeah, you do have to kind of just declare it and then put it in your calendar and make it happen. Yeah. My birthday is always in January, so that's my beginning of the year. I'm like, I'm scheduling my mammogram. I'm scheduling my dental checks. But, you know, it's a challenging thing to be a woman in this day and age. You got to take care of so much.
Yeah, a lot on our plates. I mean, even more so for you. I can't even imagine having 4 children and running 2 successful businesses. So that's incredible. I look up to that.
Thank you for saying that. Well, I get all the. I need all your advice about skincare.
I'm happy to share it. Yeah. And, I mean, I want to try yours, and you have to try mine.
For sure.
I'll send you some, and I can't wait to hear your feedback.
Well, I can't wait to try lymphatic massage. Where should we go?
I've heard of a couple of good places around where I live in Beverly Hills. I think there's one on Robertson, so I'll do some research and make sure we go to certified places.
But I always encourage people too, just in the mornings when you're washing your face, spend a little extra time with the soap on your face. Your hands glide easily, and always start in the middle at your nose and glide all the way out. And definitely lymphatic massage around the eyes. It really wakes up the face, and especially the jowls, like right along your jawbone. If you take your thumb and index finger and kind of milk backwards, you'll never really get as jowly and kind of doughy feeling down there.
What do you feel about the tools that are making it easier?
The gua sha tools. Those are great. Roller. But I also tell people your hand can function like a gua sha roller. And, you know, you just really need to use what you have. Jade rollers are nice. I wouldn't spend boku bucks on like some fancy roller. Yeah, but I've seen them out there. And if you have money to spend, you can spend it. But really very simple. It's just your fingertips is all you need to do massage.
That's something I'm going to start.
Yeah, it's so important for your skin. It wakes it up. It makes it circulate and increase blood flow.
What do you think about cold showers in the morning?
I hate that idea, but okay. There's been some good research that shows that blood vessels have elastic contractility.
Yeah.
And they get problems as we age that your vessels are not so stretchy and contractile. So people who practice cold water plunges, mm-hmm. they have the benefit from going from a loose vessel to a constricted tight vessel, so right. their contraction ability is better. So as they age, they don't have these stiff, non-compliant vessels that make them prone to stroke, heart attack, and like heart disease and poor circulation.
So
you should do it.
Yeah,
if you can.
Research to support it. I try to do it every morning.
Do you really? Whole cold shower?
A whole cold shower.
You're a stoic.
10 minutes. It helps. It wakes me up. I do it before my coffee.
10 minutes of cold shower. Are you crazy?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I am crazy.
Anything to get the day going. I wake up so early.
Oh, what time?
Usually around 5:30 or 6.
Oh, good for you. Are you an early sleeper too?
Yeah.
Like a 9 or 9:30.
I'm pretty geriatric. Yeah. 9:30, 10 if I'm being crazy.
Oh my gosh. I need to make that switch, but I always like get home at 7. I'm eating till 9 and then I'm up till like 2, so I can never be a bright morning person.
Well, I eat earlier as well. I do intermittent fasting, so I try to have my last meal.
Too. Oh, good.
Yeah. So what time do you finish eating typically?
8:30.
Okay.
Yeah, and
so
then I want to eat
a little earlier in the schedule. Mm-hmm. I feel so much better if I eat around 5:30 or 6 and then go on a long walk and get into bed by 9. I probably sound like I'm 85 years old.
Well, 85-year-olds have been thinking about how to do it for a long time. Maybe they have it right.
My grandmother is 99 and a half. Wow. She's turning 100 in a couple of months, and she's taught me a lot of things, mostly about skincare. She looks so good.
I want to see her picture.
I'll show you, Grandma Honey. She's amazing, but one of the things that she always said was eat an early meal and get to bed early.
Yeah, it's kind of true. And people in Pasadena here age really well, too. We have a whole population of 9-year-olds, and they come with their cute little lipstick, and their outfit is all done up, and they walk, and they volunteer. Yeah. So I aspire to do that, too.
Yeah, okay. Well.
But I love intermittent fasting. It's kind of been so life-changing for me. I've lost 10 pounds. Last 6 months.
Wow. Well, you look great.
And not even trying, just like just control the times you eat. It's not that you can't eat.
I did it initially because I would get an energy drop like around this time, like 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. And ever since I started the intermittent fasting, I can go the entire day without a nap or feeling like I have an energy drop in the afternoon.
That's true, because your body's burning ketones during that time that you're fasting. And it's like a pure, better form of energy that you think clearer, you function better.
Yeah.
Especially women, I think, need that.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of dieting, but that's the one thing that I do see benefit from, and because it's research-backed as well.
Yes. Well, you guys have to read about that. I wrote a blog post on intermittent fasting. And Caitlin looks amazing, too, if I could give you a visual. Very healthy, perfect, clear skin. So check out her skincare line. It's Caviar and Cashmere. She's just hitting Macy's this week. Congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you so much. It was a lot of work.
That's so impressive to go from a conceived idea to a beautiful branded product to selling it on your own and now hitting major department stores. So
thank you.
I'm very proud of you.
Thank you. It's a labor of love.
It really is. Well, on that note, thanks so much for tuning in.
Thank
Where
you
can
for
people
having me.
Find you on your Insta?
They can find me on my personal Instagram, which is Caitlin Chase, and on the skincare, it's Caviar and Cashmere. My blog is caviarandcashmere.com, and then the skincare is shopcaviarandcashmere.com.
There you have it. Those are all the places you can check her out. Learn how to be a boss girl and make your own skincare brand. And follow my journey trying to make mine. And find me on Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K, doing amazing things with people's faces. And my website is the same, www.beautybydrk.com. That's it for now. I hope you guys will all try scheduling your self-care, lymphatic massage, and intermittent fasting.
Yep.
That's it for now. Stay beautiful.
Thank you.